I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Brian, things are ugly down at the district council headquarters there. All these Democrats are, you know, the Democrats at the national level, Hillary and Bernie and all the pundits who have taken sides in that thing, and Debbie, what's her name, Schultz and all that. They hate each other. They're all yelling at each other. And then right here in our little town of D.C., where all the Democrats have always gotten along so well. I mean, one party rule is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And look how effective it's been for our government. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't seem to like each other very much. Ugly scenes down there in the district council chambers just a day ago, as Muriel Bowser had some pretty ugly things to say about D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. And for his part, Chairman Mendelson said that Muriel Bowser's plan to buy and lease a whole bunch of very expensive property in D.C. on behalf of the homeless was full of obfuscation. Now, I'm not a learned man, Brian, but last time I checked, obfuscation is a word that means that you are purposely trying to confuse, bewilder, or stupefy by lying.
Well, I'm often stupefied by the things that happen in the District
yes.
of Columbia.
But this is basically Phil Mendelson saying, you people are lying to us and trying to put one over on us. Well, I had Phil Mendelson on Drive at 5
and
yesterday.
And she returned that
well,
insult.
Yes. And you'll hear the return of that insult referred to in this interview. I asked Chairman Mendelson, what's that all about? Are you saying that the mayor is lying to you?
What I said was that in trying to get information that the folks in her administration had obfuscated and had provided misinformation. Council member after council member had questions concerning what sites were considered, why certain sites were rejected, and other questions such as the cost of the leases. And to a person, council members who are making those inquiries said that they were not getting information.
Yeah. And
were not getting answers.
It appears to me that these questions that you and your colleagues were asking stem from an expose in the Washington Post from about 6 weeks ago that showed a lot of these locations, a lot of the costs involved, and the ongoing lease payments that the city would have to make to property owners tended to
be excessive.
Yeah, they were huge, they were ridiculous, and also tended to benefit people that were close to the Bowser campaign.
Well, there was that allegation, but I don't know that that was intentional. Regardless, what we put forward today, yesterday, was that the sites be city-owned land or that the sites that the mayor had suggested be purchased at market price. And that gets rid of the whole lease issue. The whole lease controversy goes away because it would be either sites we already own or sites that we buy at market value.
So your plan was passed yesterday.
Yes,
and
by unanimous vote. So let's just be clear about the contentiousness. The council was unanimous. There was the members had worked hard together with regard to the sites and the financing. And actually, the mayor got pretty much everything she wanted, which was namely a commitment to close DC General, to replace it with smaller shelters, to have those shelters scattered across the city. Of the sites that she had recommended, 4 of the 7 sites the council agreed with. The only changes were that we changed 3 of the 7 sites and that we required that they all be owned, either purchased or used city-owned land.
Well,
those are the only changes we did. Otherwise, it was the mayor's plan.
Mayor Bowser may have gotten close to what she wanted, as you say, Chairman Mendelson, but she didn't seem very happy. Many media outlets are saying that she accused you of lying and actually dropped an F-bomb, an expletive beginning with the letter F on that. Have you talked to the mayor since then?
Yes, I've talked with her a couple times since then.
And
I just had a meeting with her this afternoon.
Did you address this issue and the way she spoke of you, which is less than decorous for a person of her stature?
Well, I'll let the reports speak for themselves. I recognize that she was feeling very passionate about the issue, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, here's what's interesting. Considering the cloud that's been over this plan ever since that Washington Post article hit a couple of weeks ago, and if you're saying that basically she got what she wanted, and let's face it, I trust all of you that your goal here, your intentions, is to actually help the homeless who do need
Absolutely.
Help here in Washington, D.C. Why do you think she is reacting so emotionally to this, considering ultimately she ended up getting close to what she wanted?
It's not wise for me to speculate what's going on in her mind. All I know is that this is a better plan. It's the fundamentals are what she wanted, and it's better in that it will be cheaper over the long term because it'll be city owned, and it will be a permanent solution because these will not be leases that go away in 20 years, but will be government-owned for as long as we want to own them.
All right.
It's a better plan.
Let's talk a little bit about the details of the plan, if you could. Can you give us, because I haven't seen a lot of details on this, what locations have you chosen now for these homeless shelters?
I'm not sure I can give you the addresses, but in Ward 1 on 10th Street, the mayor had recommended a site to be leased at terms that were very questionable, and we instead recommended it be purchased, not recommend, we fund and direct that it be purchased.
Yes.
In Ward 3, we recommended an alternative.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chairman Mendelson then goes on and talks about all the homeless shelters that are coming in at various wards. And the one, actually, that most people are concerned about or raise questions about was one that was in Northwest D.C., right near the Russian embassy, which, again, is a building owned by one of Muriel Bowser's political associates.
And one wonders.
And that one's been moved, he went on to say. So that's why she's passionate.
Well, she's mad about it because the council stepped in and blew up her little plan to help her political support.
Well, I don't think they blew it up. This is what's even more amazing about it, Brian. Yeah. According to Chairman Mendelson, they kept most of it intact. They just the locations that were going to help her supporters, those got vetoed, and that's why she's
But
angry.
It was the leases that were going to be very lucrative for her political cronies.
And expensive for the city.
And expensive for the city and the taxpayers of the city. And so they blew that up, and she was not happy about it. And good for them. Good for the council for standing up to the mayor on this one.
Well, and as always, we always have an open invitation to Muriel Bowser.
Yes,
we would love for her to come in.
If there's another side of the story that we're not hearing, Muriel Bowser, the door is open, the phone lines are open. And this is, by the way, Mayor Bowser, where Washington comes to talk about such things.
And frankly, if a major politician in Washington, D.C. is going to call one of his or her colleagues an effing liar, what better place than Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll bleep out the choice word, but...
Right.
But this is the venue, for crying out loud. Mm.